Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm so super excited about today's episode just because it is actually slightly different from what I've done before. But it is still within the realms of building a business that works for you. And it's all about, like, it has many different elements to actually make that business work. And one of them being what I'm going to talk about today. But before diving in, if you are a yoga teacher, which I'm assuming because this podcast is primarily for yoga teachers, and you want to build a thriving yoga business that is not only scalable and profitable, but also really works for you, then my 30-day program Realigned is for you. And just after just 30 days of us working together, you will walk away with an offer suite that works for you, the foundations that make you feel really excited, and you will be so much more aligned with your mission and your vision for your business like you've never been before. And you're also going to know exactly how to easily create money in a way that feels good to you. So if that sounds like something for you, just head over to the show notes for all the info on Realign and secure your space. But now let's dive deep into this episode. So let me start off with a little pre-story before I even tell you really what it's about. So the other day I put a story out on my Instagram stories about me being at the end of my cycle, my energy being quite low. And this was one of the reasons why I created my business the way I have, the business that works for me and my needs. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that. Now, I was talking about that in that moment, I was really listening to what my body needed. So at that moment, it was like proper nourishment in form of a really nourishing salad rather than what I actually had planned. I just didn't fancy that at all. It almost was like too beige. It wasn't beige at all, but it felt like too beige. And also like time outside and quality time with my family. So at me just sort of sitting there and realizing exactly, you know, this is what I need in this moment, it made me realize that it's not actually always been that way. It really hasn't. There was a time, and I was thinking back when that was, I probably would say, as scary as it sounds, about 8 years ago. I can still remember it like it was yesterday, though. At the time, I was living in London. I was working as a project manager in London. I was south of London, so I was still commuting daily into the centre of London for work. I was completely stressed, overworked. I was also teaching yoga at that point as well, part-time, on the weekends. And during the week, I was essentially just like living on takeaways and like really bad food. So I wasn't really looking after myself at all. So one morning when I got up, I got ready for work and then got the worst cramps I've ever had. So when on the start of my cycle, I used to be used to getting cramps, but that was on a whole different level for me. Even for me, that was bad. And I used to live on painkillers essentially for like the first few days. Now, it was so bad that day that I was like literally laying on the bathroom floor. I still see myself li lying there, like unable to move. Now, I'm now saying that this with a smile. It was obvious. It was like horrendous. I literally could not move at all. I'm saying this with a smile because it's so ridiculous. Thinking back, it is so ridiculous what I did after that. So I had my phone on me because I knew I wasn't feeling too great. So I had it on me. I was living alone at the time, so just in case, you just never know. So I messaged my manager to say I'd be late into work. And that's essentially why I started laughing. Because I decided, yes, I can still, I'm currently laying on the bathroom floor, unable to move. I know this only in like quote unquote like 2, 3 hours maybe. It was before work actually started, so it was, I don't know, 7 or 8 o'clock. I don't know, I can't remember. So that was, I wasn't like there like midday. But it's so crazy. Just, I was laying on the bathroom floor and I felt that need to still work. Now, thinking back, I felt the pressure. I knew I needed to, show up, be at work. I guess that's part of climbing the corporate ladder, I guess. Not that I was ever really doing that, but there was so much pressure to like show up, like, and I was feeling like absolutely rubbish. And all I really needed was some time to rest. Now, it makes me like, it's just even more ridiculous, sort of thinking back, because now knowing I'm a human design projector, I need even more rest than the majority of other people of the other human designs. So, and rest is something that I ignored a lot when I was like in employment, and which is one of the reasons why my cramps were so bad. And like this experience, like me laying on the bathroom floor, like literally half passed out, it's like one of the reasons that I build my business in a way that works for me, so that I can take some time to rest when I need it, so that I can spend some time with my daughter when she needs it, when she needs me, that I can, I don't know, go and get my nails done. Gosh, I've not done that since I've become a mum, so yeah. But it's, it's a way to support me in my life. And what I find, and I think this is why a lot of people have also sort of replied to my story as well on Instagram about, because if, and I know a lot of teachers, yoga teachers, are still like in part-time employment, which is absolutely fine. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it. But even if you're not in employment at the moment, to get out of the sort of employment mentality and thinking, that's a whole different level. And which is why for a lot of yoga teachers, or like I guess women, just full stop, not just yoga teachers, that's something I see across a lot of industries, it is so hard for them to really create a business that supports them and holds them, I guess, when they really need it. So one of the things that, with obviously with this whole experience being like, I don't want to say traumatic because it's not really traumatic. It's just one of those things. I always had like really bad cramps, but that was like really the tip of the iceberg. But I started when I started, especially this business right now, which is my second business after my yoga business. I really started to look at what supports me in my business and what doesn't. And, as women, we're cyclical beings. the cycle has a huge, huge, huge impact on us and the way that we also work. And it's something that when you're running your own business, that gets overlooked a lot. But it's probably one of the most powerful things that you can actually acknowledge and work with within your business. You know, it obviously, you know, the more you know, it will help you across your whole life. But, you know, we're sort of focusing on business here. So I'm just talking about the business part here. So a lot of questions or, you know, what I got from my stories was then essentially like, where do I start? How can I use my cycle to create a business that really works for me? And, you know, to start with, and that's what I did, and I find this really interesting what happened to me. So, and I'll give you some examples in a minute. But just to begin with, for one cycle, just like do what you're doing right now. Don't change anything. And just observe what is going on with you, how you're feeling, how you're behaving, anything that comes up, anything that you notice. There are like graphs and everything online that you can download, or just do like I do and just put it on a piece of paper. I did that, and like little things that didn't really, I guess, mean much in the moment when I was writing it down, but sort of looking back. And, you know, I would start with one cycle and then take it from there, first of all. Now, when I did it, it has been really quite an interesting exercise for me, because when we are in, yet, you know, we live our lives, we run our businesses, we have families, we have friends, we have X, Y, Z. So our lives are really busy. So a lot of things we don't necessarily realize what is going on. So, and what I've noticed for myself is that even though I'm more creative at the beginning of my cycle, for example, I just cannot for the life of me create any content in the first 2 days. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. Which, like, in itself is like really interesting to find out. Which, if I wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't have necessarily noticed this. The reason why I wouldn't necessarily notice this is because I try to pre-plan all of my content. I try to do it in advance, but essentially that doesn't work for me. So I'm more of, you know, do it in the moment kind of person, in sense of content creation. And sometimes I just, you know, sometimes I just don't feel like it, or I haven't actually got anything planned for that day, i.e. there it's a no content day. So I wouldn't have necessarily noticed this, but I did notice it when I did the first cycle. Another thing that I noticed is that in the last quarter of my cycle, I tend to have all of my wobbles. Now, this is really, really interesting to know. If you don't know necessarily what I mean by wobbles, it's like a load of self-doubt, maybe some self-pity thrown in, maybe victim mode. You know, just those things. Oh, can I really do this? You know, this business, is this for me? So I realized, like, in the last quarter of my cycle, that's exactly when my wobbles tend to happen. Yes, you know, sometimes other things can happen before then, but that is essentially when it happens. I also noticed, like, right at the end, and this is when you can tell that I'm really at the end of my cycle, I get really angry. That's a hormonal thing. And that's actually only something that has happened since I've given birth. So that's a whole different story, though. But having all of this information, so me knowing that I can't create for the life of me any content in the first 2 days of my cycle, you know, I might need a boost at, in the last quarter of the of my cycle. You know, maybe have some more outside time, spend more time outside, which is essentially my grounding space. But having all of this information that can really help you plan and plan for your business to really thrive, because, you know, I know that I can't create any content on the first 2 days of my cycle. My cycle is more or less like on point, so I can predict when it comes. So I would not plan like heavy content days on those first 2 days. Probably the first 4 days, just in case, you know, my cycle starts late. I would still create content, you know, or plan to create content and have some prepared, depending on what needs to go out, depending on my plan. But, you know, I would give myself some grace. The same as, you know, with like having my wobbles. You know, there are things that, you know, I can do in advance, you know. And that's like a being really in high vibe even more so. I'm gonna actually record a whole different episode on being in high vibe and how it affects your business, etc. So I'm not gonna go too much into that right now. But you know, if you know these things, you can start to really plan your business and just notice what's going on. So once you've like done your first cycle as it is, afterwards, I would actually, to be fair, before I actually go into the next point, I would actually say for you to do that more than one cycle. I probably would keep it going, just because obviously, again, we're cyclical beings, you know, things change. So, you know, just keep it going. But after the first cycle, once you've done a full cycle and really have the first of the data, let's say, then you can, you know, look at your observations and like really look what you've written down. So what do you notice? What is like most affecting you or could affect you in running your business over the next cycle, however long that is? And then, you know, if you, for example, like me, let's say you have like a lot of self-doubts and are maybe not in the highest vibe in the last quarter of your cycle, you know, maybe have a look when you're launching something, and instead of that part of the cycle, you do it in a different part of your cycle where you're actually like in a really, really good mood and really energetic and everything. Because the way that we show up with whatever we're doing, that really, you know, comes across. Even when you're just writing down things, you can, I can read something and I can feel the energy behind it. So I don't necessarily need to see the words in that sense. You know, you don't need to tell me that you're stressed. I can tell by the way that you write, for example. So, you know, look at your observations. What do you notice? You know, what can you change? What is the one change that would make the biggest difference in your next cycle? And that might mean maybe moving your launch by a week or so, maybe by a few days. So, you know, really have a look at it and then start working your business around it. So if you're like me and, probably like the most women, like when we were like feeling really drained on the first day of our cycle, because we're releasing everything, Maybe try not to, if you can, have any classes, any one-to-ones. Don't do maybe anything business related. Take the pressure off, and then if you feel like doing something like recording a meditation or whatever it may be, that's just something grabbed out of thin air, you can do that. But take the pressure off you, and maybe clear as much of your diary as you can, so that you can just rest, and then on day two you go full guns blazing, as they say. I'm sure that's the saying. Into your business and show up with like the high energy. We do have our low energy days, and we have to, I believe we have to like acknowledge that and work with them rather than against them. And how this podcast episode even started was because when I was in employment and it was just like literally like 8 hours, you need to work 8 hours regardless of how you're feeling. That is not how you want to run your own business, because you want it to work for you and around you, and you want your business to be able to support you. Not just, and I'm not, I don't mean just financially, I actually mean like mentally. You want it to be there, and you know that it is there. And working with your cycle, or not necessarily even working with your cycle, but being aware of these things. So even if you don't make any changes in the sense of, I'm moving my launch, for example, but just being aware, oh, I'm day 14. I'm in really good spirits. Maybe let's do a Instagram live or Facebook live or whatever, and do like a little yoga class. Or maybe towards the end of your cycle, you feel like, or you know that you are like calmer and maybe, more, thoughtful as such. And maybe you do a meditation, maybe you do a life meditation somewhere. And it also obviously helps you in your own yoga classes that you teach, because then you can sort of work out, on these days I maybe demo more, on those days I demo less, for example. But yeah, so this is how you essentially start to use the cycle to create a business that works for you. I hope this was helpful. My little riff here, talking about things. If this is something that you want to explore further, and create a business that really truly works for you and holds you, have a look at the Realign program, which is currently open. I only have a limited amount of spaces available due to my business working for me. So have a look. I put everything in the show notes, and thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.